It's time to talk to the head coach of Real Salt Lake, Jeff Kassar. The Jeff Kassar interview is brought to you by Rolex and OC Tanner. Check out the Rolex Boutique and OC Tanner at City Creek today. Now let's talk the beautiful game on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Now, usually when we talk to Jeff Kassar, it's just me and Jeff talking and conversing about soccer, but super fan and converted soccer fan Scott Mitchell's in studio right now, so he's decided he wants to, and you know Jeff too.
Right, and good luck charm, by the way.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Jeff, did you know that your kind of recent run of success all kind of began when Scott arrived at Rio Tinto Stadium almost a month ago?
Scott, I just want to thank you so much for for becoming friends and being our good luck charm. We got to keep it going.
Hey, I'm happy to do it. You know, I'm happy to take one for the team. Whatever you need, I'm here for you.
He was complaining a little while ago. He was in the.
I wasn't complaining.
He was pointing out a little while ago the last game he was at. He was in the section where they stand the whole game. So Scott was standing for the whole game, and I said 45 minutes. That's like the length of one quarter in football. That's not very long.
Yeah, it's true. You should be used to it.
And nobody was taking any shots at him either. He's 6'6".
Well,
so
what was interesting is that
blocked by
they looked at me and they said. They didn't have to say it. They just looked at me like, you're not sitting down here. Over here, we stand here. So don't even think about sitting down. So I was like, yes, I'll stand.
That's awesome.
You guys are on a nice run right now, Jeff. You really are. And the best part of it is you've got points in your back pocket, and you get 12 days in between matches, and then you get the Galaxy coming back in. You know, you left some points on the pitch early in the season, but you're not doing it the last couple of times out, are you?
No, I think we're playing better, especially in each box, and that's obviously where games are won and lost. I think defensively we're tightening a lot of things up. Offensively, we're still creating a lot of opportunities, and now putting. Some of those opportunities away, which is, real positive for us.
As you look at the game the other night, Yermak Sisson was as good as he's been, I think, all year. Might have been able to have three or four goals in that match the other night, but his work rate's really never in question, Jeff. But the other night, as you went back and looked at it, what was clicking with Yura the other night? Because it was more chances than usual created.
Well, I think we did a good job of getting Yura in the right positions. Obviously, we want to get him the closer to goal as much as possible. I thought he ran the channels well, got in dangerous areas, but we also got other people into the channels. I thought Juan and Joao were very dangerous. Our outside backs were getting in advanced positions. Javi was doing a great job of staying central and really finding good pockets to pick up the ball, which allowed Yura to be somewhere near the middle of the goal, and we are finding him on a pretty regular basis. And the more times we can get Yura the ball or any of our forwards in those areas, good things are going to happen for us.
Jeff Kassar with us here on ESPN 700. So Yura gets on the score sheet. Everybody playing well right now. You've got the point. Is this? If I would have told you back in March or maybe February, stretch run of the season, you're sitting with 40, your points, 43 points, and in second place in the West, would you have taken that at this point in the season?
Absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, I don't want to look back too much, but we, as you said earlier, we have left some points on the board, and in different circumstances, we could probably be leading the West, to be fair. But we're sorting things out. We're figuring things out. We're getting better. We're getting healthier. Sonny just played 90 minutes with the Monarchs down in Arizona, played a fantastic game. They got a great result. So we're heading in the right direction in a lot of areas. But one thing we can't do is rest or take our foot off the gas at all. I was able to, with this break that you mentioned earlier as well, I was able to give the boys a few days off to get away. We can have a great week of training where we can really concentrate on a lot of areas that we need to improve on. then I can also give them a day, 2 days to recover, and we should be fresh, completely fresh, heading into our game against LA. And if we come with the right energy, the right intensity at the start of that game, a little bit different than we did against Colorado, because to be honest, I didn't think it was the proper way to start an important game like we had. It could be another good night for us.
Sonny's with the Monarchs. Is it just a matter of fitness right now with him, getting him back to fitness after being gone for a couple of months, or is it something else with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's fitness, it's game fitness, it's game speed. You know, Sonny's worked incredibly hard as soon as he was able to start conditioning from his facial fracture. He was working extremely hard with our staff. That can only get you so far. Now you got to get game fitness. But that 90 minutes, you know, it just shows what kind of person he is, what kind of work that he's put in to get himself ready. But to play 90 minutes after that long break and do it at a very high level, get the result, just shows what kind of character Sonny has, because he's going to play an important role with us going forward.
Would it be out of the question that he might be available at least for the 18 for the LA match, or is that too soon?
No, I think he's going to start to really put himself available for that. You know, and I think you're going to see him, obviously, with two games and you know, in essence of 4 days, we'll hopefully get him in there and get him involved with the first team.
Is there a formula you use going down the stretch to manage how much time and how hard you work, or do you just, is just something you just kind of feel like, you said, you know, we kind of work the guys here and we'll give them a couple of days off? Is there a formula that works to make sure your guys are as fresh as they possibly can be to make a great run?
That's a great question. I mean, we definitely have a formula. Obviously, we're getting to the ending days of summer where you can't quite have as long as training sessions as you typically would if the weather was a little bit cooler. So we tend to go a little bit shorter but more intense to make sure we're getting the proper work in. With this week in particular, it's a great week for us to really get after them, you know, not put them in an area to get injuries, but really build up their fitness for this last push. Because after our game against LA and Portland, we're Saturday's games the whole way through. In fact, we have another 2 week break with international duties later on in October. So this week we're amping it up a little bit. We'll be able to have an inter-squad game on Friday, give the guys some good rest off Saturday and Sunday, and then come back Monday, Tuesday to get ready for LA. So we try to manage them, but we try to keep everything still really intense. You know, the goal isn't just to keep them out there, just to keep them out there.
So if I came and trained with you guys, because I got to lose a few pounds, would I last, or would you run me into the ground?
I would run you into the ground.
Would you just do it to do it, or I just couldn't handle the workout?
Actually, I would just do it for my pleasure only.
Jeff, do you feel like this team is equipped to make a deep run in the MLS playoffs this year?
Well, I do, without a doubt. You know, we have to do the things that we've done to be successful so far, and to be fair, still need to improve in some areas. But if we keep our intensity, keep our focus, keep our attention to the small details and really recognizing dangers before they happen, we can do really well. I hate the way that we are scored against Colorado. It was a simple ball back to Tim, and he launched it long, and we had turned off for half second. And they were able to get a flick on and get a goal from nothing. In fact, we did a great job pressing, making them go back, and then it was one long ball. And we've been caught a few times on that this year. We're constantly looking to improve in that area, constantly looking to be proactive in our defending. And we got caught on that play. But what I really like is the response after that was extremely good from the group. And then the second half, I thought, was arguably one of our best of the year. And if you look at the last few games that we've played, you know, against FC Dallas and Colorado. You know, these are against the two of the top teams in our conference and league, and to play and win in the fashion that we're doing it, it's definitely a confidence builder for this group, but we also want to stay humble and keep continuing to improve.
Hey, before I let you go, Kyle's got called into the U.S. men's national team pool again. That's no real surprise. He's a veteran there. But what does it mean for Omar Holness to get his second overall call, but first in a couple of years into Jamaica? And how far has Omar come this year? Because he suffered that awful injury and scary seizure in that Monarchs match earlier this year I was calling. So there's two parts. I mean, what does it mean to get Omar called in, and what does it do for him? But how far have you seen him come as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a great story. Obviously, he's an incredibly talented young man. He can play, you know, three positions on the field and do them all extremely well. For him to have suffered the injury that he had to go through, persevere through that, which is very not just you know, overcoming that, but that was scary, you know, and for him to mentally overcome that, physically overcome that, and then come back and play meaningful minutes for the first team, it just shows what kind of character and what kind of qualities he has. For the organization, I think it's a wonderful thing that he's being rewarded with his national team for the things that he's been doing with his club team. Again, that's a wonderful teaching tool for myself and the staff, for the rest of our team, that if you're doing the right things with your club team, day in, day out, being a true professional, your national teams will recognize you. You know, and we have a lot of those guys that are, you know, Justin Glad, Jordan Allen.
Yep.
You know, these guys are being called into the Chipotle All-Star games, and you know, Fanwell Kavita, you know, and also what they're also doing with the Monarchs. Because I think their national teams are watching them also within those meaningful games. So, you know, everything is trending positively for our organization, for Omar and what he's done. And, you know, we got to continue that.
Jeff, enjoy the time this week. I'll keep educating Scott in studio here on soccer. You can do your part of educating me on soccer a little bit, and we'll – Pretty soon, this guy's
going to be at the Utes game on Thursday.
Oh yeah, will you be there?
Well, yeah, I'm going. I'm going with my wife, and then I told you my daughter just enrolled at the U, so I'm excited about it.
Well, if you can make it up to the booth, Jeff, come up and hang out with me in the booth for a little while. If Jen will let you get away for a while. If not, you can go hang out with Mitchell, and you, he can coach you up on Utah football, and you can coach him up on Real Salt Lake soccer.
I love it. Awesome.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, see you guys.
All right, there you go. Jeff Kassar. See?